The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Biting the bullet, cat's got your tongue, dime a dozen. All phrases that we use, all phrases that we understand. We know the point people are making, but where did any of them come from? Dr. Stephen Luchek is an assistant professor in linguistics in University College Dublin, and he is with me now. Stephen, it is good to talk to you again. Let's start with the cat out of the bag, for example. Somebody texted in earlier that example when I mentioned we were going to be talking about phrases. Where does that come from?
Hi, Kieran. Thanks so much for having me on. Cat out of the bag, it's a funny one, right? So we all know what it means. It's like, oh, you let a secret slip, or you're trying to, you know, a secret by its nature is something you're trying to conceal, right?
Yeah.
So the story goes, and so many of these things have fantastic stories, and we can believe in stories all we want. You know, this is just a fantastic piece of, you know, human created lore. But the story goes that when someone was buying young animals at a fair, sometimes the person selling them wasn't altogether honest. And they might say they had a bag full of piglets because, you know, I don't know about you, Kieran, but I don't tend to buy my piglets by the bag full. However, for the story anyway, it works nicely that a bag full of piglets cost a certain amount of money. Well, sometimes a piglet and a cat kind of look like they're the same when they're inside a bag. I suppose most animals around the same size would look more or less the same. So if you have no reason not to believe someone that they're selling you a bag of cats when you want a bag of piglets, you might say, okay, great, let's shake on it. I'll agree to buy this bag of piglets. And then somehow the cat is let out of the bag and you know that these aren't piglets. You know, you're not getting your bacon from these cats.
So that's it. So people are just shoving their stuff in the bag, which is ostensibly full of piglets with kittens or with cats. That's interesting. So that's how the cat is let out of the bag. What else? Oh, bite the bullet. I mentioned that one. Where does bite the bullet come from?
Bite the bullet has a much more straightforward etymology. Etymology, of course, is the sort of the source of words and phrases. The etymology for biting the bullet goes back to the early days of surgery, when we didn't really have very good anesthetics. We didn't, you know, get put to sleep to, you know, have our veins done. We would be wide awake and given a slug of whiskey and maybe something hard to bite down on so that we're not frightening the rest of the customers in the surgery at the time. So a bullet was sometimes used because it was very, very hard. But at the same time, it doesn't encourage someone to bite all the way through, because if you bite through a bullet, you know, you might have another problem altogether.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that phrase just as easily today could be like bite the stick or something.
It would mean the same thing. Yeah, bite the gag, whatever you got.
All right. Interesting. Cat's got your tongue? I understand there's kind of a French root to this one.
Yeah, so animals and tongues, for whatever reason, have an awful lot of your life in what we call metaphor. So when we use metaphor, we talk about the literal world in terms of figurative language, or the figurative language is not really, you know, literally bite your tongue when you don't want to say something. But if you bite your tongue, it's very hard to speak, right? So
yeah.
There's a French phrase, je jette ma langue au chat, which is I throw my tongue to the cat, meaning that if I throw my tongue to the cat, I have nothing more to say on the matter. I'm not interested in saying anything further. We might let the cat out of the bag in that case. So tongues have quite a lot of life in this sort of figurative space. You might talk a forked tongue. So you're kind of saying one thing to one person, one thing to another. Or a variation on that is to be talking with two tongues in your head, right? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's not just kind of tongues that kind of appear in different iterations. Animals as well, it strikes me, because I've already asked you about the cat being let out of the bag, or the cat getting your tongue. Raining cats and dogs is another one. Don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Lots of animals in these.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of serves the purpose that we're talking about. Fairly old phrases, things that came about when we had a more agricultural life. We had a better connection to nature. There were more animals around us at all times. Now, reading Cats and Dogs is wild because it is purported to be, and this is, you know, taken from fairly good sources. Cats and Dogs is kind of a mishearing of a Greek phrase, katadoxa, which is when something is somewhat surprising. It seems to run contrary to what we expect.
Okay.
So if it's raining cats and dogs, yeah, that's kind of contrary to what we think is actually happening. But it's just we know what raining cats and dogs is. It's a heavy rain. It sounds like something other than precipitation is coming out of the sky. And it's so loud, and sometimes it might even sound like a bit of a howl or a shriek. We think that, oh, God, it's really raining cats and dogs out there. And that's all part of our wonderful human ability to create things, to find interesting ways of saying things. We want to do away with the mundane and bring some new life to it. So raining cats and dogs, when it was a new phrase, was very, you know, visually and, you know, aurally stimulating. It's like, oh my gosh, it really is raining cats and dogs out there.
Well, if you want to impress a group of linguists, if you find yourself surrounded by them, or conversely, a group of Greek scholars and it starts to rain, then the lesson of all of this is simply to look up into the sky and say, katadoxa. And they would all be suitably impressed. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us. As always, Dr. Stephen Luczek, Assistant Professor in Linguistics in University College Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.